every Wednesday at this time, we talk to one of our contributors from AnchorRising.com. And this Wednesday, Andrew Morse has drawn the short straw.
Yes, and thanks for letting me stop by as I head back to my neighborhood in Cranston, where we have nice straight red and white and blue lines there from the Gaspé Day celebration a few weeks ago.
The what celebration?
The Gaspé Day celebration.
Gaspé Day celebration?
Gaspé, yes.
Boo to that.
Not to be confused with the Gaspé Tea Party. I don't want to piss off any people.
Gaspé Day.
Confusing my trademarks or anything.
Stupid political crap that went on with that whole thing. Boo to the Gaspé Day committee. Anyway. What's going on, brother? What's going on AnchorRising.com
today? We have everything going on Anchor Rising. We have opinions and we have analysis. We are all disappointed in the Supreme Court's decision to basically make certain forms of, corruption basically beyond the reach of the law. We think that when the people say right into the Constitution that you don't want to do this, that then the judges should say, all right, that's what the people wanted, and so they should abide by that. Right. But apparently the judges have different opinions, and we have some our opinions on why their opinions were a bad idea.
Let me tell you something, man. That the speech and debate clause and just the what happened with the Rhode Island Ethics Commission is... I think a direct flipping of the bird to the people who through a constitutional convention changed the Constitution.
And then
for
I don't know
purpose.
If you saw that William Murphy came out and said it's not really a priority for him to,
what a surprise.
To reverse it. And basically he said, well, you know, 50 other states have speech and debate clauses and they get by, so you know, what's the big deal? And what I want to know based on that argument is that does that mean that at least we can get the prostitution law passed? Because last time I checked, at least 49 other states had them. Nevada doesn't, but yeah, they've kind of chosen that
because
way.
God knows we don't ever do anything on a one person. You know, this season, yeah, we don't want to change a thing for one individual.
But I'm sure that intellectual consistency is a top priority of our General Assembly that I can count on to happen at any moment now.
Consistency?
Yes. And then also... Now, beyond just our opinions at Anchor Rising, we've also got some of our first-rate analysis where we've gone through the revenue per resident that each town in Rhode Island can spend based on looking at their residential tax levy, also breaking out the commercial tax levy separately so you can see which towns are being
nice
businesses around them. And we even went to the extent of including the money for the fire districts in the various towns that have them.
Wow.
Of course, when I say we went to the extent, it means we did a couple of extra Google searches and put the button the numbers into a spreadsheet, but it's all there, nice and clear. And basically, we want people's opinions who know what's going on in the specific towns to tell them why the numbers are high or low and where they think which way they should be going.
And we will do that. We'll check it out at AnchorRising.com. Andrew, thank you.
All right, thank you.
We'll see you next hour on the Matt Allen Show on WPRO 99.7 FM.